Well, this morning we have a guest joining us. You might know Miss Nini from a few different things she's got going on in different places, a little radio show that she does. She's got the Miss Nini's Fine Desserts. You also do a little television, too, huh?
Yes, we do, with Aunt Molly and Friends, a wonderful children's program that is recorded out of Council Bluffs.
Busier than ever.
I like it. Yes, retirement is wonderful because I haven't retired.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Appreciate, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you sneaking a little time in for us today. I know through Miss Nini's Fine Desserts, you've been reaching out a lot of places, a lot of people. Folks, you know, we enjoy, our sweets and our treats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to cheat a little bit once in a while. It's not cheating if you do it in moderation, right?
Exactly. And you want high quality sneaking, absolutely, too, when you do that with your treats. And that's what we offer at Miss Nini's Fine Desserts.
Absolutely. All made to order.
Yes, it is. Good and stuff. In small batches, handcrafted from my award-winning recipes. And you can't beat that.
Yeah. I know we're going to talk a little bit about the possibilities down the road, the future, with that, but why did you ever get started doing that? Is that something you just enjoyed doing and decided to try to make a business out of it?
Yes. My passion is dessert baking. Mm-hmm. Over the years, when I was a stay-at-home mom, I did a lot of recipe testing at home. And of course, when the girls were in 4-H, they were great at in their food nutrition projects, and I always tried to search special recipes, unique recipes for them that in a way I would grow in learning how to make those recipes, and they would too. And because of that, and then when Brittany and Adam were married, they wanted a dessert buffet for their wedding reception. So I said, I can do that. And you know, that's a lot of times how a business starts, when you say, I can do that, I can do that. And you give yourself encouragement in knowing that that's something that you can do and grow and establish. And because of that wedding reception and the response to the desserts that the guests had, I just said, I really would like to share my passion with others in the dessert baking realm, because I saw that there was a niche for it in the area. I could do this out of my home, and I love working out of my home. I then had my kitchen license so that I could sell these desserts outside of my home into wholesale and retail establishments, and it's just been a wonderful growing experience.
Isn't it fun, though? You think you've got something that's pretty good and folks might like, but you never know until you get it out there.
Yes.
When you get that feedback, it's really a nice warm fuzzy.
That's true. And may not always be a positive feedback that you get. There might be some negatives, and that's how you grow and learn to make changes, to adapt with the product you're making as well as with the customer that you're serving.
Well, a lot of folks have a different passion. It might not necessarily be dessert making. It might be other things. And decide that maybe I could take something I really love and turn it into something that can be profitable for me, a business type thing. And sometimes that's where things get a little messy, because when business gets involved in something you love, it becomes a business.
Yes,
and
it does.
There are other things that become important too, and sometimes you can lose focus real easy. So it's nice when folks can find opportunities out there to not have to constantly scramble to try to, you know, get some capital infusion into the business or try to figure out how they're going to take that next step. I know you're involved in a process right now, a grant program to try to do a little bit more with Miss Nini's Fine Desserts.
Yes. I am a client of the Small Business Development Center at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. Wonderful, wonderful program. Sue Pitts and Jennifer Kallstrup are the two ladies who manage that program and supervise that program. And through that program, they make contact with small business owners within the area of that Iowa Western serves through Council Bluffs. Now, I believe there are small business centers in most community colleges throughout the state of Iowa, because these programs are all branches of the Small Business Center at Iowa State University. With the program that I'm involved with now at Iowa Western, it's a grant application program, and I've just had so much fun applying for this grant. This is the first grant that I've ever applied for, Jim. But we have some expanding that we want to do with Miss Nini's Fine Desserts, and we are seeking outside financial help. This grant that for which I applied, and the applications have closed now, is called a Mission Main Street Grant. It is sponsored by Chase Rewards program along with LinkedIn, the professional social media realm of the internet. And what they are offering are 20$100,000 grants nationwide to small businesses who they feel are worthy of this money and can use it and can really expand and grow their business. Now, the first step of the process, it was a three-step process, was the application, and all this was done online on the computer. After that, a five-questionnaire was needed to be completed online, and it was basically a business plan. And I know I always had a fear of writing a business plan. How do I do that? Where do I start? But again, the gals at Iowa Western were in the Small Business Center were so helpful with that. They cannot write the plan for you, but they can give you all kinds of coaching and encouragement. So after that step was completed with my business profile and submitted to Chase, then for me, the fun really began because I started this application process in the middle part of May, which was late for many businesses to start. But because the next step then, in the third step rather, in the process, was to garner 250 votes for my business on Facebook. And I have a very active Facebook page, both for my personal one as well as for Miss Nini's Fine Desserts. I'd love to have everybody like my business, Miss Nini's Fine Desserts on Facebook. That's what's really fun too. But with that, in order to garner those 250 votes, one might think, oh my gosh, how am I going to do that? And here's the deadline coming up by June 19th. That's when that's all over, by 11:59 p.m. Eastern time on June 19th. But through many personal messages and posts on Facebook, we were able to garner those 250 votes within 40 hours. I was just so blessed with that. And then we are still garnering votes. People are still voting, which they still can do, even though I have the 250 votes. The last I looked, we were almost, I think we're at 338 votes. So it's just fun to see them come in and to feel the support through the vote that someone does, or even through a message on Facebook or someone I did see personally, that we're really behind you, we're supporting you. And that's what's the encouraging part when you have a business, to know that folks are behind you.
Well, I see the grants will be awarded coming up this September for the,
yes,
Mission Main Street Grant Program. Mm-hmm. Now, winning would be wonderful, to be able to have that capital to be able to put into doing some different things with the business. But is there a benefit to just being involved in something like this? It's a competitive process. You're going to learn so much about you and your business and maybe some other opportunities that are,
yes,
out there.
Yes, exactly. And it gives you more of an in-depth look at what you're doing. And is this a possibility? Growing this passion, is that a possibility? Is it a reality? But another grant opportunity that is being offered through Iowa Western it's offered through Iowa Western. I've been made aware of through Iowa Western, is one sponsored by Farm Bureau. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful grant opportunity because, especially for our KJN listening area, because one of the requirements is that the applicant live in a rural community that is less than 50,000 residents or in a town with less than 2,500 residents. And Cass County does happen to be a county that has less than 50,000 residents. So if you have a business, or if you want to start a business or expand a business that is food or agriculture related, it can be anything from farm to table. It can be agritourism. Perhaps there's something in a locally grown program that you're doing, or in ag technology. Maybe you want to update to your yield monitors. Maybe you even just want to start a ranch or a farm. That's what this opportunity is for Farm Bureau. So if you would like to know more about it, because the application process is, I believe it is starting the end of this month, or ends the end of this month. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, contact the folks at Iowa Western. This is the Small Business Development Center at Iowa Western in Council Bluffs, or I'm sure our local Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic or in Harlan or wherever you have an outsourced Iowa Western could help you with that.
So you're one who had a passion, mm-hmm, decided to try to turn it into a business, something you could reach out and help other people with, and now you're looking to maybe garner some help to turn that even further. You probably never envisioned 20 years ago that at some point you'd be trying to compete for a $100,000 grant program.
I know. Not even just 20 years ago, even last year, I wouldn't have ever considered it. Oftentimes, you grow thoughts in your mind of you'd like to do this or you'd like to do that. And then you start investigating the opportunities. And finally, everything starts to come together of how it needs to grow. And then you look at the funding and the resourcing that you need to do with it. And then you just keep reaching out and exploring different possibilities.
So folks have great ideas out there, from one entrepreneur, entrepreneur to possibly some others out there. Investigate all the options out there. You just never know, and there are lots of resources that can help.
Well, and I found, too, that I've kissed my timidity goodbye, because I never, ever would have thought that I had the courage to do what I'm doing, as well as especially the courage to even write a grant. So there we go. It just takes a passion in your heart to make this work.
Excellent. And if folks would like to know more or follow the saga, can they check you out on Facebook?
Oh, yes, definitely. Go to Miss Nini's, N as in Nancy, I, N as in Nancy, I, apostrophe S, Fine Desserts, and you will find my Facebook page there. I share all the podcasts that LaVon and I do for KJAN. My blog posts are up there, many recipes. We have a Recipe Faves Friday. Every recipe, I post a tested recipe. It's not just one I found off the website. It's tested by Miss Nini, and you have my Miss Nini stamp of approval on it, along with other ins and outs that I do through my business. So yes, Facebook has been a very important part of social media for developing my business.
Yeah, we may not be as young as we'd like to be, but we have to learn how the young people communicate, don't
That's true, and I'm always learning, believe me.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Good luck with the program.
Thanks so much, Jim.